history, as you might now realize, is always somebody's viewpoint or somebody's narration of a lot of assumptions and some truth. A facet of U.S. history, largely unfamiliar to Americans themselves, is the role of indentured servitude in the survival and the growth of the original 13 colonies. The earliest settlers needed laborers, but only wealthy people could afford passage to the New World. This led to a system whereby those who lacked means were brought from Europe under contract to work off their passage, room and board over a period of 2 to 7 years until they were considered to have earned their freedom. They did this to people of all color. It was mostly about the wealth taking advantage of the poor. Similarly, this system was also prevalent for more than half of all immigrants to British colonies south of New England and to West Indies and other colonies. People were brought under different pretenses, but it all eventually led to society being differentiated by color, by wealth, and to make some people feel powerless and some people powerful. We are living in unprecedented times, discussing how to cope and how to live in multicultural environments. We need to amplify the voice of those that are silenced. And how can we avoid participating in oppression? How can we lend ourselves to empower marginalized populations? We need to listen to the experiences of others. We need to acknowledge that privilege can make people not understand what powerless means. People are rendered powerless through complex social and cultural processes. Now let's hear a student's perspective of balancing cultural identity.
When talking to my parents about the Black Lives Matter movement, the disconnection between us that I find most irritating is the lack of exposure and education of other non-Indian people's cultures and customs. The reason for this is not because they don't want to learn, but perhaps they are a bit too comfortable in the Indian quote-unquote crowd. When visiting countries in Europe, for example, rather than going to restaurants to taste authentic French or authentic Italian food, the first restaurant to Google for is one that serves Indian food. It is reasonable to understand that one is comfortable with the people that they share the same culture with, but it is another to always remain sheltered towards one ethnicity rather than take opportunities to expand one's mindset about other cultures. Because America is such a diverse country, in order to properly learn about all of the issues and act on them, it is crucial to understand other people's customs and ways of life. For this reason, I really appreciate being sent to a diverse school where there are enough Asians that I can comfortably represent my culture, yet there are also enough Hispanic, African Americans, and Caucasians whom I can learn from as well. Before my parents and other Asian parents can form their opinions on the BLM movement and other discriminatory issues that America faces today, they must take the time and the effort to open themselves up to learning about different backgrounds and ethnicities. This will ensure a more inclusive society all throughout America.
Stay tuned to hear more from students about being minorities in a school.